Bullet, The Earth and Its Peoples, Chapter 9, The Sassanid Empire and the Rise of Islam, 200 to 1200. The creation of the enormous Islamic Caliphate dramatically changed world history. However, for more than 200 years after Muhammad's death, Muslims remained a minority in the lands they ruled. Jews, Christians, Zoroastrians, Buddhists, and polytheists continued to live according to their own beliefs and traditions. When adherents to these faiths converted to Islam, they brought with them many of their cultural characteristics, and Islam was adaptable enough to incorporate some of them. Consequently, Muslim ways of life developed somewhat differently from region to region. The role of the Arabs changed as this process of adaptation proceeded. During Muhammad's lifetime, virtually all Muslims were Arabs from Central or Southern Arabia. Their cultural traditions underlie many verses of the Quran. But Arab life changed once the warriors who carried out the conquest moved with their families into camps or cities in the conquered lands. Non-Arabs who converted to Islam became adoptive members of Arab kin groups, and many Arab men married non-Arab women. Over time, most non-Arab Muslims living west of Iran adopted the Arabic language. Thus, despite the dominance of their religion, language, and writing system, the Arabs of Muhammad's time differed greatly from the Arabs of three centuries later. The political fragmentation of the Caliphate accompanied this change in identity. Cosmopolitan Baghdad, capital of the early Abbasid Caliphate, lost its luster as more and more non-Arabs converted to Islam and cities from Spain to Pakistan evolved into regional Muslim centers. Together, these later centers contributed more to the distinctiveness of medieval Islamic culture than did Baghdad. Spain, Egypt, and Iran, in particular, flourished as Baghdad declined. Each developed a distinct intellectual, religious, and artistic culture within the overall unity of Islam. Also important was regional political variation. The coming of the Turks and Mongols left North Africa and Spain mostly untouched. The Crusades had virtually no effect on Iran, and the confrontation between Muslims and Christians in Spain meant little to Egypt. Yet all of these events shaped medieval Islamic civilization as a whole.